And if you've been to our website recently, you have noticed a note from President of My Broadcasting Corporation, Mr. John Pohl, who joins us now and explaining in this note, but thought we'd get you to explain a little further as well, the government versus Mark Zuckerberg here. They've been going at it, and it affects the ability to put local news and news stories on Facebook, on Instagram. And just explain again, John, what this little note from our website says.
Well, Google and Meta, which is Facebook, and the Canadian government are in a little bit of a squabble. And I don't know who's right and I don't know who's wrong. I just know that their squabble is going to cause friction for us, which is the local news that our team spends so much time preparing and reporting on. When we post it, you won't be able to see it. And the reality is, and some people don't realize this, the local news that people read on Google and that they read on Facebook, a lot of it comes from our newsroom. We don't get paid for that. I don't really necessarily have a problem with that. But I do know that that's how a lot of people, you know, they see our links and they go to our websites or they see something and they listen on the radio. So we're not going to be able to do that because Facebook and the government are in this squabble. And basically Facebook is now saying no lit Canadian news links. We're not showing them to any of our users, and Google is doing the same. So that's going to cause a disruption, not as much for us because we're still going to be producing the news. We're still going to be going to community events and reporting on them. They're still going to be on the radio. They're still going to be on our website. But if you were the type of person that's how you found us and you went there, you're not going to see it anymore, which means you might be uninformed. And you might not even know it because you won't be able to see them. So I encourage everyone just to go to our website, sign up for our daily email. We'll send you the news every day. Bookmark our website. Start your morning. Check it out every day. Check it in the afternoon because we're always adding fresh stuff. And you can stay informed. But the argument is an interesting one. And there's a lot of I've seen the I don't know what you call them, trolls, I suppose, on Facebook that believe it's some sort of thing that the media is against the government and the government has to pay media. It's not really that. If you look at how media works in Canada right now, for example, this radio station, when we play songs by the artists go in the studio, they create a song, they put in that hard work, and then the radio station plays it, and we put commercials around it, because that's what we do. We pay the artists for that content. So in Canada, we already have a precedent that when someone creates content and someone else profits from them, you share some of the revenue. So in that sense, the government's really just trying to say, hey, like, it's fair for the artists. Why wouldn't it be fair for news agencies in Canada to get the same thing? Because we do it for Jan Arden and Bryan Adams and Elton John and the Rolling Stones. So why are they any different? They're creating content and then another platform is taking it and making money from it. Mm-hmm. So from that argument, you know, I think there is something that you could say, well, that's reasonable. From my position, though, I look at it and I look at the media in Canada, and I think we've used Facebook as a tool, and Facebook probably should give media credit because it's media that built Facebook, not Facebook. It's because we've put all this content on there for free that people go and use it. And I actually, in the last few days, have come to the realization that maybe the answer is all media in Canada should just stop putting stuff on Facebook. Like, just sign off, because then Facebook will go back to being pictures of your dinner and, you know, pictures of kids at the beach and that, which is what it was originally supposed to be. And quite frankly, I know how much of my day I spend with people who are upset about something that we did. And when you investigate it, you find out that they're really upset about something that someone said on Facebook.
Right.
So like my day would get easier. So I think there's an argument to be made that, you know, maybe this will get solved and maybe Facebook will change. Maybe if all Canadian media just go, okay, well, if you don't want to play in our sandbox, we're out. There's lots of ways we can reach people. Like, Facebook's not the only thing. And, you know, our metrics aren't changing at all. People are just coming around to our websites or listening to the radio in different ways. Like, nothing's going to change with us because people want local news. And if you do a good job, they'll find it. So I think there's something to be said about that. And what bothers me the most is, like, right now, and if you haven't experienced it. You will in the next few days. We're getting reports across the province of this, that when news is posted, Facebook is saying, we're not sharing Canadian news content anymore. And look, you can have your pissing match with the government. That's fine. But I think if you want to operate in Canada, you have to respect that in Canada, as a society, we all kind of care about each other. So what bothers me is a little girl could be missing today and everyone could band together to find that little girl. And Facebook will say, sorry, we're not sharing Canadian news.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a problem for me, because to me, that's against the spirit of what Canadians do every day. Like, I see it where, you know, something happens at one of our competitor radio stations or at the newspaper, or whatever. All the media get together and go, how can we help? Like, you know, something's not working at your station. I got extra. I'll lend it to you. Like, it's like, yeah, we're competitors and it's a business. But at the end of the day, we realize that all of our competitors are doing something to make our community better. And Facebook's not doing that. They're not playing in the Canadian spirit. So that kind of bothers me. But at the end of the day, it's their business. It's not my ball. I don't make the rules. The government's making their own rules. That really has nothing to do with me. I look at our company and I say, look, at the end of the day, our job is, how do we make sure you can have local news on a regular basis when you need it? And the reality is, for years and years and years, our company has been doing it, and we've used Facebook as a tool. If they're not interested in what we do and they don't feel it's a benefit for them and the government's in a big pissing match with them, I think we're just going to step aside and go, hey, look, just come to our website, yeah, sign up for our email blasts. You know, we'll use Twitter or X or whatever it's called today. There's lots of other platforms we can use to share our information. And I believe if we do a good job, people will want to hear it and see it and read it, and they'll just go, okay, we'll find it a different way.
Well, those local news stories are posted up on our website this morning. We'll get to a few of those coming up at 8:30. John Pohl, thank you so much for your thoughts. I'm sure you could say much more on this, but we'll leave you
be
for now.
Have a great day, Jamie. You shouldn't get me started.
Yeah.